Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis 31b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So we're in the middle of talking about the different holidays in Yom Tovim, which leanings we have on them, and which haftorahs we have on them. So we are up to over here, where it says, Bepurim Vayavo Amalik Barashi Chadashim Barashi Chad Shechem. Those are the readings we have on Purim and Rosh Chodesh. So says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. When we have Rosh Chodesh, which falls on Shabbos, Maftirin, So the haftorah we read is from the Hayam Midei Chodesh Bechad Shechol Yos B'Echad B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Sunday. So what we read is the classic haftorah of Machar Chodesh, which talks of when Shaul wanted to kill David and Yehonasan, who was Shaul's son and David's best friend, saved him and told him not to come, whatever it may be. Fine. Comes the Gemara and says, Amarav Huna, more things where we have the haftorah being read. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. So when we have Rosh Chodesh Av, which falls out on Shabbos, Maftir M'chad Shechem Warechem, Sana Nafshi Hayu Alayla Torah. So you read that haftorah over there, which talks about Rosh Chodesh, while also talking about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Now we read Parshas Chazon, or Haftorah's Chazon. This is what the Gemara tells. My Hayu Alai LaTorah. So what does it mean, the end of this pasuk, which says that they have become a bother to me? What does it mean that all of these holidays that we've been observing, and all these Rosh Chodeshim and all these things, that they're going to be a bother to me? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Dayan Lahem LiYisrael, Shechotin Lefanai, Ela Shematricha Mosi, Le Da'izu Gzira Kasha Av Yaleim. It's not enough for me that they're all going to come and sin constantly in front of me, but now I also have to figure out which harsh punishment to pay them back with. So basically what the Gemara is telling us is that this is not referring to regular Yom Tovim like we observe. Rather, this is referring to the holidays that Yeravam would do towards Avodah Zarah, that he was leading the people astray into bad territory in terms of Avodah Zarah. So now Hashem is complaining, and Hashem is saying, you're sinning in front of me and causing me so much work that I need to go and figure out which punishments to give you as a punishment for all that you're doing. Now again, what does it mean Hashem's working? Fine, not for us right now. Good. Now continues the Gemara Tisha B'Av Gufei Mayim Haftiran. So on Tisha B'Av itself, which Haftorah do we read? Amar Rav Icha Haisa Lazona. So that's what Rav says. Mikra Mai. So which Torah reading do we have? Tanya Achirim Omer Vimlo Tishmuli. So the first Shita is that we read Vimlo Tishmuli. Rabbi Nasan Bar Yosef Omer Ad Ona Yina Atzuni HaAmazeh. So by part of the Meragim, that's where we're going to read. V'yeshomrim Ad Masai Le'idah HaRazos. A different part of the Meragim. That's what it's referring to. That's what we're going to read on Tisha B'Av. But comes the Gemara and concludes Amar Abaye Ha'idna No Gama Lemikre Kiso Lidbanim. So nowadays we have the custom, and which is how we paskin, that we read Kisol Idbanim, Maftir and Asof Hazifim, and the Haftorah we have is Asof Hazifim. So we said that Amamados, that these gatherings, which again, when the Kohanim were doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so the groups of the Yisraelim would go, and they would have special prayer groups to go and hopefully allow the Karbonos to be accepted. So comes Gemara and says, Menahani Mili. So how do we know that they read their laning for those days is from the beginning of creation? So Amar Rabbi Yami, Omali Ma'amados, if not for the Ma'amados, which is representation of the Karbonos, which are the central element of the Ma'amados, Lunis Kaimu Shemayim V'aretz, heaven and earth would not exist. Shemayim Lo Brisi Yomam V'lai L'chuko Shemayim V'aretz Lo Samti Yuksevin. And also says, Yomar Hashem Elokim Ma'ida Ki Ira Shena. And he said, Hashem, God, how do I know that I'm going to inherit it? So what's this referring to? So comes the Gemara and explains, Amar Avram Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, Shem Machas V'Shalom Yisrael Chotun Lefanecha. Maybe the Jewish people are going to sin before you. V'ata Osa Lehem K'dor HaMabul K'dor HaFlaga. And you're going to do to them like you did to the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga. You're going to destroy them. Amar Lo Lav, he said, no, don't worry. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, B'mai Ida, how do I know that they're going to be able to atone for their sins? They're naturally going to sin. How do I know they're going to be able to atone? Amar Lo, Kichali Egla Mishuleshes V'gomer. So he says, bring me three calves, basically saying, Karbonos are going to be the key. So Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam. So Avram says back, that's really nice. Tenach Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That helps me when the Jewish people have a Beis HaMikdash, but Bizmancha in Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Matei Alem. What's going to be of them when they don't have a Beis HaMikdash? How are they going to attain Kapara? Amar Lo, Kvarti Kanti Lehem Seder Karbonos. I have established for them the psukim and the paragraphs of Karbonos, Kolzman Shekor Mehem. Whenever they read these, Ma'ale Ani Alehem Kihu Makrivim Lefanai Karbon, I will consider it as if they are actually bringing me a Karbon. Umocha Ani Al Kol Avonoseihem. A very important point, that through the reading of Karbonos and through readings of these psukim, we are going to be forgiven for all of our sins as if we brought these Karbonos. An incredibly important idea and something which to think about when we are reading these psukim. Then the Mishnah had said, "B'tanius brachos klos v'in mafsikim b'klos." That on fast days we read brachos and klos, so we read the tochacha and we don't interrupt the curses because we don't want to make brachos on these curses. Now we again paskin and we read vayachal, but this is what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to go in and try to analyze it. So manani mili. So how do we know that we are not allowed to interrupt the reading of the curses? So this applies when we read b'chukos or kisavo, that we don't have an aliyah in the middle of the tochacha. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Ravasi. The Amar Kra Musar Hashem Bini Al Timas, because the pasuk says that the punishment of Hashem, the admonishment of Hashem, my son, do not disdain, meaning don't become disgusted by it. And by breaking it up, it's showing that we can't handle the whole thing. So that's not a good thing. Rish Lakish Amar Lefishi Inom Bracha Alar Peronos. Rish Lakish has a different interpretation, which is that we don't say a bracha over the punishment. It's not a good thing. Hashem Imo Anochi Betzara. Hashem doesn't like when we're being punished. So we don't want to say a bracha on El Hichi Avid. So how should one do it? Tana Kishu Maskli Ot Maskli Ba Pasuk Shalaf Neim. Kishu Messiah Messiah Pasuk Shalaf Reim. So what we do, we start a few psukim earlier and a few psukim later. So we don't want to just have the Aliyah solely with just the Tochacha. So that's how we go ahead and play this. So Amar Abaye, Abaye comes and says, Lo Shanu El B'Kosha B'Torah Kohanim B'Kosha Mishnah Torah Posek. When it says that we can't break these up, that's only true by B'Chu Kosai. But when it's there in Kisavo, so it's a little different. You are allowed to interrupt over there. My time, what would be the difference? Halalu B'Shan Rab Amuros Umosha Mipiagvura Amran V'Halalu B'Shan Yachad Amuros Umosha Mipiatzmo Amran. So the difference is that in Vayikra and B'Chu Kosai, so Moshe was saying it as a messenger, as a shliach from Hashem. That's why it says the words V'Nasati V'Ifkadi V'Shalachti. It says that I Hashem am going to be doing things because Moshe was just the shliach, and it's also B'Shan Rab. It's in the plural form to all of the Jewish people. But in Kisavo, it's Moshe talking, even though it was true, it's through Ruach Hakodesh, but it was more of Moshe as opposed to from Hashem in terms of being the direct shliach, and also it was b'lashon yachid, so it's a less intense form of tochacha. So that's why maybe you'd be able to stop. Levi Barbuti Avakari v'kamagam game kamei deravuna baruri. So Gemara brings a story which mentions this principle that Levi Barbuti was reading the curses, the Tochacha in Kisavo in Dvarim, and he was mumbling the words, going really fast while Ravuna was there. So Amrlo, so Ravuna said to him, "Akanaf Shach, do as you want to do. Lo Shanel Kol Shabbat Torah Kohanim." Clearly, it's bothering you to read this. So if you want to stop, you can stop, because the only time we say that you're not allowed to stop is when it's in Vayikra. But over here, Aval Pshav Mishnah Torah Posik. But here in Dvarim, in Parshas Kisavo, you would be allowed to stop. Tanya, it was taught in a Brisa. Mishnah Ben Elazar Omer Ezra Tikin Lamal Yisrael Shiyu Korin Kol Shabbat Torah Kohanim Kodem Atzeres. Mishnah Mishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah. So Ezra made the takana that we try to read the Tochacha of Vayikra before Shavuos, and we try to read the Tochacha of Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. My time, why? Because I'm a rabbi, a very important concept. V'itim Rish Lakish, Kedei Shetichla Hashanah V'kil Losel. We want to end the year and its curses. So we want to have the Tochacha as part of last year, and that start fresh and start with a new year. So Bishlam Hashem Mishnah Torah Yikah Kedei Shetichla Hashanah V'kil Losel. Elo Shavit Torah Kohanim Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. So that makes sense by Kisavo, because that's right around the time of Rosh Hashanah. So we want to fit it in before Rosh Hashanah to make sure we get it all out there. But what about the one in Vayikra? Is Atzeres, is Shavuos really the beginning of the year? So answering our in, yes, Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, he did not know Atzeres Al Peiros Ha'ilan. Atzeres, Shavuos is really a form of Rosh Hashanah, because on Shavuos we're judged on the fruits of the trees. And since it's a day of judgment in some capacity, we want to get rid of the curses before Shavuos. Now, comes Gemara and brings another statement from Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im Yomru L'cha Zekinim Sesor V'yigadim B'nei. So if old men advise you to demolish something, and young men are advising you to build Sesor V'yal Tivnei, you should demolish it and do not build it. M'nei Shetira Zekinim Binyan. This is because when you demolish something at the advice of old men, really that is considered building, because it's beneficial. There's a longer view that people with experience have. Uvinyan Na'arim Stira. And sometimes building of youthful determination, that is sometimes like demolishing, because it's detrimental. The simon ladavar Rechavim ben Shlomo, and the simon for this is Rechavim ben Shlomo. When Shlomo was done, Rechavim took over, so he had a choice as to how he's going to be a king. The older generation was saying, look, you gotta take it easy on the people, lower taxes, be nice to them, earn a loyal base, and then go ahead and make a nation and have a kingship, and you'll be able to function in a proper way. But the young people said, no, you gotta push, raise taxes, and eventually he did that. He listened to the young people who had a very short-term view, and everyone split, and it caused many bad things to happen. So you got to have experience. You got to be able to have a longer perspective, a bigger picture perspective in all that we do. But now comes Gemara and discusses a pattern of the weekly Torah readings of how we read the Torah all the time on Shabbos, on Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha. So the place where we left off on Shabbos morning, Shamkor Mincha. So we pick up from there at Mincha. Ba Mincha Shamkor Basheni. We pick up on Monday from there. Basheni Shamkor Machamishi, and we pick up from the place on Thursday from there. Ba Chamishi Shamkor on the Shabbos Abba. So we're going to start out in the next Shabbos already partially into the parsha, because we've already been reading those other times. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is how Rabbi Meir holds, and not how we paskin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Makom Shemafsikim Shabbos Shacharis Shamkor Mincha. So the place where we end off on Shabbos, so we start the next time, and that's what we read next time with Mincha on Monday and Thursday, so we're all going to read the same thing, V'lo Shabbos Abba, the same thing on the following week. So we're reading the same thing on Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and the next Shabbos. Again, this is how we pass. Gemara Bizera, Halacha, the Halacha is, Makom Shemafsikim Shabbos Shachar, Sham Korma Mincha, V'shini V'chamishi, V'lo Shana Shabbos Abba. So the Halacha is, like we said, that when you leave off on Shabbos Leining, so you read the next Parsha at Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and the following Shabbos. Oh, V'leim Halacha Krebuta. Why do we have to say out his Shita again? Why not just say that the Halacha is like Krebuta? Rather, Mishum De'a apchei lu, because some people had their names mixed up. Some people said this is sheet of Rav Meir Rabbi Yudas. That's why I just said what the halacha is, which again is how we paskin that we read the same thing on Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and the following Shabbos. This is Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis 31b. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.